Hello, Stephanie.
Good evening, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. It's only a few minutes. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you, Stephanie. Let's continue in that case. Thank you for your help. And, okay, first question. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
No, right direction.
Right direction. Thank you so much, ma'am. And I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of the Salt River, north of South the Mountain Park, west of the 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, ma'am? Or do you need me to read the,
yes.
No, where the Levine area is again?
No, that's
it's clear. Very
no,
well.
That's clear. And yep.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am probably you're familiar with the area, so, you know, part of the survey.
Yes.
For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born? I only need the year. Don't need the day or the month.
1975.
Thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Very well. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
White. Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means it wouldn't do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. More good paying jobs. How much that would improve the quality of life in Levine? From 1 to 5.
3.
3. Very well. How about better street and road maintenance?
4. 4.
More dining and entertainment options.
5. 5.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
2. 2.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5. 5.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
3. 3.
And more parks and recreational opportunities.
5. 5.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Probably too few.
Too few? All right. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few, all right. Very well, moving on, almost there. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. More doctor's offices and hospitals in Levine?
Yes.
Is that a strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Strong yes. Okay, thank you. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strong yes.
Strong yes. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levine?
Strong yes.
Thank you. And would you like to see more home goods stores and retail stores like Target in Levine?
Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat yes?
I'm on the fence on that one. Strong. I want to go. I'll go strong. Strong.
Strong. Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Definitely sit-down restaurants.
Do you have any?
Like breweries.
Okay.
Like breweries. You know, something like that. And then,
more restaurants.
We need a tart. Yeah, definitely more restaurants.
And what other kind of business and entertainment businesses would you like to see?
A movie theater.
And movie theaters, okay.
For sure, yes. And just, yeah, I mean, obviously just like things to do, like comedy clubs or whatever, something. You know, entertainment stuff, definitely.
Well, I can add comedy clubs as well. Okay, let me just modify this a little bit here. So I'd like to see more restaurants, movie theaters, and comedy clubs.
Sure.
Very well. I think that's plenty. Let's move on. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Okay, it's a hard question to answer because in my opinion, they shouldn't build more houses and make it more available until the businesses grow up around it to support it.
Okay, very well. Now, I mean, that's your opinion that counts. There's no right or wrong answer here. So would you say?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't think they should build more housing.
So what option would you choose? Not a problem at all, a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or very
having,
big problem?
Having housing here is not a problem. I don't think that's
not a problem.
I don't want more.
Yeah, that's housing availability we're talking about. Very well. Let's go to the next section. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all? Affordability.
I would say it's a moderate. I'd say it's a moderate problem, but
moderate
I think
problem.
It's like the whole state. So yeah, I don't think it's a specific Laveen problem, but.
Okay. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
It's everywhere, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen? Yes or no?
Yes.
And that is that a strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Very well. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
No.
No. And would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen?
Yes, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
No.
No, okay. Very well, let's move on. Almost done, ma'am, almost done. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10, thank you, ma'am. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Own, thank you. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
No, oppose.
Is opposed strongly, ma'am, or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
Strongly opposed. Very well. You can always tell me if somewhat opposed or strongly opposed. The, on the other side, is strongly favored or somewhat favored. Okay, ma'am? Let's move
okay.
on. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Would you favor or oppose that one?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you, ma'am. Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Favor or oppose that one?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you, ma'am. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
I don't think there is anything all that empty. somewhat favor, I guess.
Somewhat favor, okay. So, but you don't see it around, right? Okay.
I don't know where they would do that, but okay.
All right. Yeah, okay, very well. Let's move on. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly
favor
opposed.
Or opposed? It's strongly opposed. Very well. Almost done. Let's move on. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I have a master's, a graduate degree.
Master's, very well. Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000. 50 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000, more than 125,000.
More than 135,000.
Thank you, ma'am. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Stephanie.
Thank you, ma'am. Just verifying. Thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your valuable time and your participation. Have a wonderful evening,
sure.
ma'am.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye.